It can get weirder.
That's so weird, though. Isn't that weird?
I thought it was weird.
I never realized it was weird. It's a little weird.
No, it's a lot weird. In 2019, the state of Washington became the first state to approve composting as an alternative to burying or cremating human beings. Mm. Now, three licensed facilities in the state of Washington have begun the process and are composting humans on their properties. Walt Patrick is one of the workers who rolls the wooden spool-shaped cradle back and forth as we or they become compost. This is Walt. Here we go. Take it away, my friend.
Compost has to be turned to make the compost because the organisms will consume the oxygen that's around them, and then they need more oxygen or else they'll go into the methane production. Periodically, we have to rotate the compost pile just like any other compost pile.
That's happening. Okay. That is actually happening.
I'm looking up now. I know of these green burials where you're put in the ground without any chemicals and just left to Mother Nature.
Right.
I don't see Wisconsin listed as one of those states,
no.
Although...
It says Washington is one of the first states to do this. I don't know about that, though.
Yeah. I think we talked about this when they were legalizing it.
Yeah, and just how incredibly strange it is. Next up, viral video here. You guys are going to love this. Many people are sharing this video. She's a second grader. Her name is Cadence Haycoop. She's from Muskegon, Michigan, right over the lake there. She's trying to sell enough Girl Scout cookies to earn a Chromebook as a prize. Her enthusiasm is contagious, and she's sold over 725 boxes of cookies so far, mostly online because of, you know, COVID restrictions. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm selling cookies again. Did you know we have a new cookie? It's called Toast Yay. It's French toast flavored. How cool is that? I have a goal of 2,000 cookies so I can earn a Chromebook. Like, who wouldn't want a Chromebook? How many cookies would you like to buy?
That's great.
It is good. And she's out there doing it herself, which I love, you know.
Sounds like a child star. I'm sorry.
Sounds like a child star to you?
Yes, I'm watching this stupid show that I told you that is the worst thing I've ever seen, and it's a bunch of kids.
But you never told us what it was.
I will.
Okay.
Believe me, when I can,
okay.
I want to warn everybody.
Okay. All right.
But it's a lot of child actors acting not like real children.
Oh, okay.
Overly exuberant.
Right. I think her exuberance was genuine, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Well, because there's a Chromebook up for grabs.
Yeah, there's an incentive for her.
All right. Where do you hear this story? There's a dog in England that took the man's best friend thing seriously. His owner broke his ankle and therefore had to walk on crutches. So the dog started limping alongside when they were together.
Mm-hmm.
Not when the dog was with anyone else, just with its owner. A video of it went viral and the man told his story on British television.
Actually, the next day, as I was limping around the house, Michelle noticed that he was copying me, really, and then rather concerned that we might have got something wrong with his foot before we found the vet, which was the next day we went to the vet's. Because of social distancing, he walked in normally, and then when they came out, they said they couldn't find anything with him. That was a shot of us coming home from the vet's, and then again, started limping. So Michelle folded it and said, look at this, we can send it to my mom.
So that's all he was
doing. I've never heard of that.
Nor have I.
Dogs are great.
They're awesome.
Except for when they're running after possums at midnight.
Which is what hers did last night. This year you can get a shout out from Punxsutawney Phil and his handler if you cough up some money. Personalized shout outs are going for $80 on Cameo. Here's one they recently did for a guy who goes by the name of B-Rad.
B-Rad. We've got Punxsutawney Phil here, and I'm his handler, the Rainmaker. This is from your buddy Chaz. We understand you work in a hospital, and it's been a pretty tough year. On the bright side, I'm assuming you've got the vaccine, so you got that going for you. Phil and I are pretty far down on the list, so we're still hoping for it. Guess you've been to Punxsutawney and celebrated your birthday here, which is awesome. I understand that you shaved Phil into your chest. Anyway, Groundhog Day. Put it on your calendar. Thanks for loving Phil. Happy Groundhog Day.
Like, the name Phil, or... a likeness of Phil.
It's just, no, Phil is right there.
No, in his chest.
Oh, I don't know. I would assume probably the name Phil.
I still think of that Wisconsin mayor putting the groundhog up to his ear and getting
Jimmy.
Bitten.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sun Prairie.
Sun Prairie, right. All right, Gino, you're the first one that told us about this back in November. Someone launched a hotline where you could call if you just wanted to scream. And today's your last chance to do it. The guy who started it says he'll stop accepting calls tomorrow. But of all the 70,000 screams people submitted, well, they're all archived online. So if you want to get a scream, now is your chance. The phone number, by the way, 561-567-8431. Sounds something like this. Just random screams. Ooh. That one guy sounded like in Dumb and Dumber when they're in the truck and they say to the guy,
hear the most annoying sound ever.
And this wife found a brilliant way to break the news that she had dented the car. Here we go.
Hey, babe. Hey. So remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
Yeah, that wee stuff doesn't always play well.
That is your weirdness.